Okay, man, I'm a little wired. We just got off three interviews, but it's exciting to be here. I mean, just an opening statement quickly. I think, coming off the season, and then we get asked to coach the Senior Bowl, and tremendous experience now. I mean, you get a chance to be with 55 guys in the South team, and then a chance to interview another 55 on Thursday from the North. And, a great week, and we just hope to capture that momentum coming into the Combine. And now we get a chance to do it all over again. So it's a great opportunity, last month and a half or so, evaluating film and, of our own style, and then the free agents and draft. It's a cool time. Any questions?
When you meet with these underclassmen quarterbacks, what do you want to know about them?
Well, it's a challenge, right? You get 15 minutes, and sometimes it feels like the horn blows fast, and it's shortened. But I think you want to, hopefully they let their guard down a little bit so that you can just find out what they're really all about. And there's obviously got to be more extensive work done. Our scouts have done a great job talking to them and at least their coaches. So that part of the process just always continues. And pro days and things like that, you hope to get even more information. Yeah, you know what? I think, for us, if you put down traits that we're looking for in a quarterback, some of the things that keep popping up are timing, accuracy, and decision-making. And I think that's what we're really looking at. And obviously, there's some things. I mean, people take a look at height and things, but the three major components are those things, and that's what you evaluate on film. But just as the interviews, you take everything in account, but those are the three major factors. Well, he's got really good poise, really good poise, very good decision-making, and very accurate. I think by his stats and the completion percentage and things like that. So I think that's what jumps out.
Russ, do you feel like because of your style and energy, you can fix a guy that maybe has a work ethic issue coming into the league?
No, I don't think so. I think that, we're just trying to provide an environment for everybody to have a chance to be their best. And I think it still comes back to the player. The player, it's got to be important to the player. And what's the routine? You've got to, have humility. You've got to be able to talk about your weaknesses. And when you do that, you have a chance to get better. So I think it's more about the individual. If he has those traits, and then we can help him with the process. But I think it's really egotistical to think we can fix anybody. And that's really not our mindset. Well, I thought they did a good job competing. And when we had them, I know our D-line coach really liked their mindset going into it and their work ethic on a day-to-day basis. But they're intriguing. I think they require more work for us. I think they caught our attention enough to say, we need to do further work on them.
Clowney's natural talent is obvious. What do you make of his junior year?
Well, I think that, everybody's different. I think, one thing we look at is sometimes you – as a coaching staff, you may try to attack a player. And we choose to look and say, what are the positives? What traits do we like? And to see that maybe his junior year, maybe it didn't go completely his way, the way he wanted it, but to see him maybe work on those weaknesses and then do better, those are things that I think really intrigue us. Everybody's going to have struggles at times. It's more, how do they adjust to those and how do they capture them and then get better from those times. Well, our GM and our scouting staff, we're into that process more to be able to give you a complete evaluation at this point. I don't think I'm ready to do that. But I can tell you that, we've watched enough that we're really intrigued by him. I mean, the traits that he has, big, tall, things like we talked about before, timing, accuracy, decision making. Those are all things that we take a close look at. And the evaluation process is never over. I mean, it's the combine is really important, but it's just another piece of the puzzle. So I'm looking forward to him to really watch him compete. I think there's a chance to compete here, and we'll keep an eye on him.
How many of the 60 interviews do you sit on?
The ones that we have, all of them.
All of them.
Yeah, all the interviews that we have.
And how do you determine what role you want to play in those interviews, whether that's in a leading position or more of a...
Well, I think it's, you know, maybe everyone's different. We got some points that we need to get taken care of immediately. That will depend on it. But I try to lead it right from the start. And, you know, again, we try to just, you know, it's more like an introduction. And then, you know, we do ask some good questions to get his response. But, you know, that part of it, we'll just continue. I think you can come out of that meeting having, you know, build somewhat of an idea what he is as an individual. You know what? I don't think it's any different. I think that it's just a whole new group of guys, and now you start all over again. And it's almost like you're at the bottom of the mountain again, and you just restart the trek back up. And I think you have to find out certain information. We would like to hope that it's a science, you know, that we just just follow this, and you always make the right pick. Unfortunately, it's not like that. So we try to find out as much information as we can in this period of time that we have. Well, I think it's important, right? You have to have confidence. And I think it's one thing to have confidence and another to have humility. You know, can you have confidence and humility? And why is that important? Once again, because if you have humility, then you can talk about your weaknesses. And if you do that, well, then that's how you improve. And so I think that's what I'm excited to talk to him about. You know, in our meeting. That's great, the confidence and all that. Now, are you willing to get better? Are you willing to challenge yourself, just like the Peyton Mannings and all the great quarterbacks? Can you challenge yourself in a way that you're open to be coached and you're open to really self-evaluate yourself to see the areas you need to improve on? Well, he's very talented. I mean, how can you argue with what he's done, and the plays that he makes? So, exciting player. Again, it's, the evaluation process. I'm really looking forward to watch everything. And I know our staff has, and we're in that process. But, we've been watching him for quite a while and seeing his traits. But, does some great things, did some great things for his team. I think it's a combination. I think it's difficult, but it does get more attention as well. And I think because it's so important, everybody is tagged with, is this a franchise quarterback? Well, that's really difficult, really difficult. And, I guess Chad Henne is ours because he's our starter. And, if we can get him re-signed. And, so I think that is the valuation process. It's difficult, but, you hope that you're going to make some mistakes. You just hope it's limited, and especially at that position. Well, I think it's, we need to take a look at our team, and, we have some needs, and, I think it's, we have to have a really good plan, and we feel like we do, and we've been spending a lot of time on that. What's our plan, what's our attack mode, and what types of players are we looking for to come into our organization? So, I think you'll see us play a part into it. How active or how big, that's yet to be determined, but, we have some holes that we need to fill. Yeah, we did. We saw some guys get better. There's no doubt about it. And I think, we played a lot of young players. A guy like Dwayne Grotz. We saw some traits of him that I think, for his opportunity now that he went through a season and to get a chance now to go in there with a different mindset and OTAs, we're excited to see these guys progress. A guy like Denard Robinson. Right. I mean, we didn't even know what position he was going to play for us. He was, the offensive weapon. Well, now we know that, we're going to really lock into running back and see what he can do there. So I think when you can do that for players, you get a chance to see the real them. And, I think we've got some players, some core guys that we feel strong about. You know what? I'm not going to say one way or the other, but I'm really excited to find out. I really am. I mean, the guy is infectious. He's got natural traits. The team really comes to him. They gravitate towards him. He's got explosiveness. He's got really good vision. So let's give him a chance, and let's see what he has. And, I think throughout this year there's going to be some tremendous stories that take place amongst our team. And I think, I wouldn't put it by to see if that might be a story.
Guys like Todd Boyd, Hunter Shaw, Aaron Murray, who are very successful in college, and they're in the top of the draft. What do you make?
Well, I tell you what, just having a chance to interview some of them, extremely competitive. And I think it's really, I mean, just sitting down and visiting with them and seeing their mindset and how they go about their task and their profession is really intriguing. You know, you can see why they had success. But I think you always go back to the film. I think you really have to go back to it. It's like the combine. You see them run, you see them do drills, but don't forget about the film. Now, that's their body of work. And I think that's what you got to, you know, go back to and really evaluate that. So it'll be cool. Talk to them, visit with them, see them compete here, and then go back to the film and find the true story. Well, I think that, you know, obviously they've got to be able to make the throws in the pocket. You know, they've got to be able to step up and make the required throws. But if they pick and choose their times, you know, whether it's the play called or by feeling pressure, to extend the play, it creates great strain. Great strain. And I think that it provides that dimension, that added dimension to a game that really as a defense you can't hone in and say, well, we have a real good feel this quarterback is going to be here in all of our games and all of our pressures and all of our rush. You still have to get to them. It's a challenge in itself. But the added dimension that they can escape and extend the play and create big plays, you know, that throws another dimension into it. You know what? I think if we draft a quarterback, we'll see. You know, I think so many times with that, there's high expectation. And expectation places a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress. And, you know, I think for a player to compete at his highest ability, we want to try to eliminate or diffuse that as much as possible. So I would say that if we draft a quarterback in that round, we have a strong preference that he does well. You know what I'm saying? We prefer that he does well, but it's yet to be seen. Let's see him compete. Let's get him in there and compete and see what happens. And try to create that environment again, because I think that's the best way for him to show great improvement.
You guys had a lot of changes. You guys had a lot of changes last year on the offensive line. More in general, how difficult is it to bring in a whole new group in an offensive line? Can a team take a long time on offensive line to
mesh? It does take time. It does take time. And I think that, you know, we'd love to have continuity. Where they say consistency brings consistency. You know, so if you can keep the same group and you can work them over and over again, that's a good thing. But unfortunately, we may not be in that position. But that's okay, too. You know, we bring in some good players at the position needs that we have, along with the core guys that we have. And then it's our job to try to speed that whole process up. And, you know, we'll compete in every area to do that. And then, again, it'll be fun to see their progress as they make, you know, if we're in that situation. Well, I mean, yeah, he's what a tremendous player, right? I mean, but it's his work ethic, it's his leadership skills, it's the traits that we talked about, the timing, accuracy, decision making. That's what makes him so effective. And once again, I didn't say anything about his height. But everybody's different. I think, you know, really concentrate on those traits that is what he has. That's what makes, you know, in many eyes, Russell unique. And I think, so we have quarterbacks here. Those are the traits you're looking for, once again. You know what? He did a nice job in the Senior Bowl, a really nice job. So, you know, I know I'm sure in his eyes it's unfortunate, because one thing that we found out, he's really a strong competitor. And he would have liked this opportunity, but it didn't present himself. And I'm sure he'll find another way to compete. But an impressive young man. Yeah, you know what? I think he's got a great opportunity in OTAs. You know, here he is. He's got a quarterback. We have four quarterbacks on our roster. So, you know, we worked with him. We developed him. And then at times he was playing wide receiver just out of need because of whether it was injury or things took place. And we said, gee, you know, he's athletic, man. Look at him out there competing his tail off. But now that we're back, now we say, all right, now go back to quarterback and let's really hone in on those things. But just watching him in drill work and his demeanor, I think it changed as the season developed. He's intriguing. He really is.